Have you ever wondered what actually happens after we die? I have personally asked this question to myself many times and I have tried to find answer to this in various scriptures. And this is a question that is in almost all of our minds. We are all affected by this question, whether it is consciously or unconsciously. So it is very important for us to go deep and to find answer to the question of death. So in the three sections of today's video, we will go deep into the concept of death and we will uncover the reality behind it. We will look at the ancient texts like Kathopanishad and Vedanta Sara to understand the nature of self, the nature of reality, and to understand what actually happens at the time of death and after death by going deep into these scriptures. The Advaita channel is about consciousness, conscious living and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. So make sure to hit like and subscribe to our channel. Section 1 is about introduction. The concept of death can be a source of fear for many people across the world. And this concept holds a lot of importance and significance in many religions and many cultures across the world. So before we go ahead, let me give you the framework of the ancient Upanishads and the fundamental teaching of Advaita Vedanta in order to understand the reality. The premise of Advaita Vedanta is simple. Advaita Vedanta says there is one absolute reality. You can call it God or pure consciousness or pure existence. You can call it whatever you want, but there is one absolute reality and it is the foundation for everything to exist. And the division, the diversity and all the variety that we see in this manifested universe is simply an appearance in that fundamental essence that is pure consciousness. So in reality, there is one pure consciousness within which the universe has appeared. And although the variety and the duality seems to exist on the surface level between each and every one of us and within the universe, once we dig deep enough and once we go beyond body and mind, we find that everything is an expression of consciousness. At the fundamental level, everything is consciousness. This is Advaita Vedanta. Advaita Vedanta also says this pure consciousness is beyond the time-space reality. It is beyond causality. It is beyond all objects. It is beyond matter and it is beyond everything that we can perceive. It is the fundamental essence of reality. It is the source of creation and it is creation also. This ultimate reality is also described as existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute or Satchidananda in Vedanta. This is the ultimate reality and this is what this universe is, even here, even now. In the second part of this video, let us talk about the three bodies, which are the three shariras that is associated with each and every one of us. Now, these three bodies are first the physical body or the sthula sharira, second the subtle body or the sukshma sharira, and third causal body or karana sharira. The physical body is very simple and easy to understand. This is the body that we can see, feel and touch. This is the body which is made of blood, bones, tissues, etc. And this is also described as annamaya kosha, the food sheath, since it is made of food that we consume. And this physical body is more dominant during the waking state. Right now, you and I are in the waking state and we are experiencing the world right now. Here is where our physical body is more active. And the second body is Sukshma Sharira. This is our mind along with the energy layer. And this is where our thoughts, our emotions, our personality, our belief systems reside. Even this is easy to understand if we go a little deep. When we go to sleep and dream different dreams, we imagine a dream world and we live a dream reality. This is where the subtle body is more dominant and the physical body is resting. So this is how we need to understand the subtle body. Now, beyond the physical and the subtle body, there is the causal body or Karana Sharira. Now, this is the deepest layer of ourself and this is non-local in nature. And this is where our deep-seated memory and the karmic imprints lie. It is also said in Advaita Vedanta that our avidya, the ignorance of our true self, lies at this level. Karana Sharira is also the cause for the subtle and the physical bodies, and hence the name causal body or Karana Sharira. And here, let us talk about death. Now, what we call death is the death of the physical body. Even after physical body dies or ceases to be, the subtle body is very much alive and active. To understand this, let us look at an example. Let's say a person dies and his organs are donated to a different person. Now, the same organs which were present in the dead person's body will begin to work and will begin to function normally for a different person for whom the subtle body is intact with the physical body. So here we can understand that along with the physical body, there needs to be an energy body and the subtle body associated for a person to be alive. When the subtle body is disassociated with the physical body, a person is said to be dead physically. But the subtle body is very much alive. And what Vedanta also says is that our true nature is none of these three bodies. Ultimately, our true nature is that of the infinite consciousness. We are unbound and we are eternal. And we are temporarily experiencing this universe through these three bodies. Now, I'll directly read from page 16 of Vedanta Sara of Sadananda. Pure intelligence, the state of homogeneity wherein all attributes are transcended. The point to be realized, which is also the subject of Vedanta, is the identity of Brahman and Jiva by the elimination of their respective attributes such as omniscience or limited knowledge, etc., superimposed by ignorance. The result will be a state of pure intelligence wherein all ideas of separation and variety are effaced. Here, Vedanta Sara is talking about our true nature, where we are one with that infinite reality. But let us understand what exactly is happening at the time of death. Now, what we need to realize here is that we become whatever we associate ourselves with. When we associate ourselves with our physical body, we suffer the consequences of our association. When this body deteriorates, we suffer because of our association with it. And all of this is because of karma. And karma is basically action and memory. And what is happening here is that we have identified ourselves with this karma or this memory. And because of this identification, we are in an endless loop of samsara, which is birth and death. And what happens to our subtle body after death depends on the nature of memory that we carry. If we carry positive memory and if we have accumulated positive karma, we are born in suitable circumstances, which is the consequence of our positive karma. And similarly, it works for negative karma. And it is also said that there are higher dimensions, there are lower dimensions, there are different parallel realities. So there are infinite possibilities within this manifested universe. And all of this is tied to karma and the memory that we carry. So the nature of the memory that we associate ourselves with and that we carry determines what happens to us after the death of the physical body. Depending on the nature of this memory, we either go to the higher dimensions, what we call heavens, or we go to the lower dimensions, what we call hell, or we may also be born again and again within this earthly plane. So there are endless possibilities here. But none of this is relevant for a spiritual seeker, because what we are striving for is liberation. Liberation from the bondage and from the unconscious cycle of birth and death. Once we are conscious, we disassociate ourselves from our memory and from our karma. And once we are totally disidentified with memory, there is nothing to come, there is nothing to go. We simply become our own true nature, that is the infinite consciousness and the infinite bliss. And this is the goal for each and every one of us. In the third part of this video, let us look at some profound insights from the Kathopanishad on the nature of death and the nature of self. In the first section here, we will look at what Kathopanishad is telling about the nature of self. And I will directly read from Kathopanishad here. The chapter 1, section 2, verse 18 says, "The Atman is non-born, nor does it die. It did not spring from anything, and nothing sprang from it. It is unborn, eternal, everlasting, and ancient. It is not slain even when the body is destroyed. The Atman is subtler than the subtlest, greater than the greatest. It is seated in the cavity of heart of each living being." They are saying this figuratively here. "The Atman is without sound, touch, form, decay, taste, and smell. It is beyond the Mahat, eternal and unchanging." So Kathopanishad here is saying that we are in our essence that infinite consciousness that is unchanging and eternal. And the true essence of us is neither born nor it will die. And what is born and what dies can never be us. It is simply a temporary experience that we go through. In the second section, let us understand what Kathopanishad says about the relationship between the death and the self. I am reading from chapter 1, section 2, verse 19 here. "If the slayer thinks I slay, and if the slain thinks I am slain, then both of them do not know well. The Atman neither slays nor is it slain. The one who has realized the Atman, which is without the attributes mentioned above, is freed from the jaws of death." Here, the Upanishad is telling us that the Atman, that is the true essence of who we are, is neither an experiencer or the experienced. It is beyond all phenomenon. And it is also saying that the one who truly understands this will go beyond death. In the third section, let us understand what Kathopanishad says about different realms and going beyond this transactional reality. Beyond the senses are the sense objects. Beyond the sense objects is the mind. Beyond the mind is the intellect. And beyond the intellect is the great self, which is the Atman. Beyond the universe is the unmanifested or avyakta. Beyond avyakta is the Purusha, which is the consciousness. Beyond Purusha, there is nothing. That is the end, the highest goal. And later on, the verse goes on to say, "The one who has heard and understood this ancient story of Nachiketa as told by Lord Yama is glorified in the world of Brahman." So here again, the Upanishad is telling us that beyond mind is the intellect and beyond intellect is the pure consciousness. This consciousness is beyond mind, it is beyond the universe, and it is beyond even the unmanifested realm. And this consciousness is the essence of reality. Beyond consciousness, there is nothing else. And realizing this is the highest goal that there is to each and every one of us. So, I hope you understood what death is. What we call death is simply the death of the physical body, which was never us to begin with. To understand this better, think about this deeply. What you have can be yours, but it can never be you. You have your car, but you can never say, "I am the car." Just like this, you have your physical body. You are not the physical body. You have the subtle body. You are not the subtle body. You have the causal body. You are not the causal body. Who you are is that infinite intelligence, which is the essence of this universe, and which is because the universe itself exists. And for that, there is neither creation nor destruction. It was never born and it will never die. This is the truth that is said thousands of times in thousand different ways throughout these ancient Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita. And the point of our life is to understand this, to understand that we are the source of infinite fulfillment and bliss, and to actually attain that fulfillment. And for this purpose alone, we have created what we call the Advaita Conscious Society. Here, we explore deep concepts on conscious living and conscious creation to understand the nature of reality in the right way and to practice different methods and processes to create our reality consciously the way we truly want to live. So, if you are interested to join the Advaita Conscious Society, you can check out the link that is given in the description. And if you want to understand conscious creation through the principles of Vedanta, to live your life consciously and to create your life consciously, then check out our free masterclass on conscious creation that we call the Conscious Creation Code. Thank you. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and I'll see you on the next one.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.